Hello and welcome to the Friday, November 6th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Microsoft updated its guidance when it comes to the use of SHA-1 signed certificates. Of course, SHA-1 has shown a number of weaknesses lately, and as a result, browsers are starting phasing out SHA-1 signed certificates. Firefox, probably being the most aggressive one here, promising that as of early 2016, these certificates will no longer be trusted. Now, Microsoft sort of upped this timeline a little bit this week with an announcement that as of January 2016, so that's January coming up here, that Windows will no longer trust code signing certificates that are signed with a SHA-1 code signing certificate. Now, this will not affect SSL or TLS. TLS certificates will be trusted if they are using a SHA-1 signature until January 1st, 2017. So you do have another year to get your web servers cleaned up. If you happen to run Safari in the develop menu, you can enable SHA-1 certificate as insecure, so you can test and see which websites may have problems. Sometimes it's actually not the certificate of the website itself, but the intermediate certificate that was used to sign that certificate that is causing the problems. And Bleeping Computer is reporting that CryptoWall released version 4.0, which has a couple new tricks up its sleeves. For example, it no longer just encrypts the content of the files, but also the file names. Now, with that also comes a new extortion notice that almost reads a little bit sort of tongue-in-cheek, where they're telling you that, hey, congratulations, you have become part of a large community crypto wall, and they're referring to themselves now as a research project that will check your data protections and your antivirus products. Of course, you failed the test, and as a result, you get to pay a number of bitcoins to get your files back. So a lot of things stay the same, like, for example, use of bitcoins and Tor in order to connect to the payment site. Of course, there is still no easy way to recover once you're infected with this. Backups and keeping those backups offline is probably the best thing to fight this particular malware. Talking about research projects and the like, we made a new feature live today, and that's essentially a map that shows some of the external threat feeds that we have been starting to collect recently. One category here also is researchers that perform internet-wide scans. Thank for everybody who reported certain projects here. We tried to add them. Also, this data will show up if you're looking up a particular IP address. That way, for example, if you do see an IP address scanning you pretty hard, you can quickly identify whether or not this IP address is part of a particular research project. You can get to this new data when you look at the data link on the left-hand side of the homepage. There's the threat feed, which sort of is a somewhat the graphical representation, the threat map, the world map representation. Also, we added API functions to our API. Just go to isc.sans.edu/API for details. It's still all pretty new and just released today, so if you find any bugs, please let us know. And mobile security company Lookout is reporting about a new strain of Android adware. In this case, the adware will root your device and install itself as a system binary, which means that even if you do a factory data reset on the phone, the adware will not be deleted, making it pretty difficult, if not impossible, for a regular user to remove this adware. Overall, this adware appears to be rather stealthy. It does not really annoy the user too much with different ads. Instead, they appear to have chosen a different vector to make money by installing additional apps and then get paid per app install by whoever then will pays for this secondary adware that is being installed on the device. Of course, as usual, you will not get this adware from the Google Play Store. Instead, what they're doing here is that they're using popular apps like Facebook and then repackage them and publish them on third-party stores. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday.